Thank you, Stuart, for everything. We are up to the final section of our program for tonight, which will be followed by the Malach Malkav. And you know, at the end of the Seder, we have something called Chag Gadya. Chag Gadya happens at the end of the Seder and everybody sings joyously. That's what we're about to do now. A lot of people, we find, and I'm sure you agree, are reluctant to do something for many, many, many different reasons. Here's one of them. And this reason is perhaps greater than all the other reasons. That is, a lot of us, even us, and people that you know, say, what can I do? What can I do? One person, what could I actually do? What am I going to accomplish? One little me, wherever I live, even if it's in Brooklyn, what am I going to do, one person? So what you're about to see is really the answer to that question. If any of you here tonight are wondering about what could you do, you one person, what you're about to see in this Chag Gadya demonstration, how one thing leads to the next, will show you that there is so much one effort of one person could do. With that, I'd like to call upon our very good friend, Kirov activist and friend of the Jewish people for so many years, Rabbi Michal Barnett.
Rabbi Krohn said good luck. He's right, I need good luck. Good luck, everyone. You know, we've all been here at a most spectacular Shabbaton, and we've seen amazing people take responsibility. Baruch Hashem, they've heeded the call of Project Inspire, reaching out to Achenu Kol B'nai Yisrael. I'm just one of them who had the schus of stepping up and taking a little bit of responsibility. Baruch Hashem, I count myself as one of your partners. They asked me to share with you some of the initiatives we started taking in the five towns to try to get people sensitized to Kirov, our frum brethren. You'll quickly see that there was a tremendous power for individuals taking responsibility, working together as a team. Kadosh Baruch Hu benched us with success far beyond our efforts, far beyond our wildest imagination, and in ways that we could never have imagined, and with people and actors which were totally not in our vision before. So where did we start? It happened about 3 years ago, this coming Tisha B'Av, mostly Tisha B'Av. I happened to start off the process. I was sitting in my computer, and I was watching the film From the Ashes. You'll see a clip of it. You saw some already in the Rosh Hashiva's presentation, the tribute film. It's very powerful. Rosh Hashiva takes his Talmidim to the death camps of Poland to try to get them to connect to the spiritual Holocaust that exists so we could be more effective. I watched the film, and quickly, it moved me to tears. Then and there, I resolved two things. The first thing is, I had to be part of the solution. The Rosh Hashiva always told us, when you see a problem, you own a problem. You can discern a problem already, you have to take responsibility for it. And I had to. The other thing I recognized is I couldn't give up. I want to tell you a little secret. I had tried to do Kirov a number of times over the years, and I had some great ideas. But you know what, bottom line? I gave up for any number of reasons. What resonated with me when I saw the film is the German Jumach Shumam didn't give up in their pursuit of destroying our people. How can I give up in the pursuit of saving our people? Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to help. How can I get up? Give up? I just have to find the right ishtadlus. So Baruch Hashem, I just started to embark. I tried to get a plan. What could I do? I said, you know what? We'll do some big programs, and we'll tie it to Kirov campaigns. We'll perfect it in Faragaway. We'll bring it to the five towns, and we'll take this model all over the frum communities in North America. That was the ishtadlus. I looked around for partners. I recognized I couldn't do it alone. Baruch Hashem, I enlisted Danny Moskowitz, in the back, I believe, and Simcha Dunn. Huh? Oh, let's go back and see the film From the Ashes. I don't do this all the time. Svika, please, I'm sorry. So we started. My partners, Danny Moskowitz and Simcha Dunn, over on the right. And I must say that while I'm representing our group speaking, none of what we could have possibly accomplished could have been done without the partnership, without doubt. So we embarked. Quickly, we enlisted the help of Project Inspire, and with their help, within 6 months, we had done four programs for over 400 people in the five towns in the Far Rockaway community, linked to campaigns, Kiruv campaigns around the holidays. Rosh Hashanah, we launched with Rabbi Becher, who was here all Shabbos. Hanukkah, we launched with Rabbi Krohn. And Purim, we launched with Rabbi Goldwasser. And Baruch Hashem, we did a leadership program with the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal. And we looked around and we talked to Rabbi Samson, how are we going to deepen the effect which we started? So we said all together collectively, Kiruv training. Rabbi Samson had done this material, put it together for a longer module in New York. I took the material with Rabbi Samson, he put it in 3 sessions. I learned it, and I taught the Kiruv seminar with Rabbi Bergstein, and we did our first one in Shari Tefil in Lawrence. Now I must tell you, while it was a very powerful and inspirational experience, on many levels for Danny and I and Simcha, it was a failure. Why? The goal of the Kiruv training, that one large, not a small hum training, 25, 50, 60, that was our goal. It was a seminar for 16 people, and we really questioned whether or not this was the right approach, could we succeed, etc. Little did we know that Kiruv training seminar would change our community and would change the scope of Project Inspire. Why is that? Because 2 out of the 16 people which we inspired were Mrs. Geffen, who's been an activist here for 2 years and more, and Mrs. Fine, who was so passionate when she heard the material that she put together on her own a very wonderful article, 3-part series in Vina, A Call to Kiruv. And then she went around getting as many people as she could, first in her home, then in other people's homes. And then in Mrs. Martin's home, the Elena Group. But now I'd like to show the film, we'd like to show the clip of Mrs. Fine, talking about what inspired her to get involved.
I thought I had to know.
Time is short, but I think you get the idea. You make a hashtaglus, you try to go forward in one direction, a Kaddish Baruch Hu leads you in the other directions, and you have a much bigger success than you could ever imagine. The guys keep going, we do big programs, we do Kiruv training programs in Shoyasha for 100 people. We watch the Muncie guys put together a Vad Hatzalah for Kiruv. We say if we're serious with that, we have to also meet once a week to try to solve this problem. We watch them and we also say they're doing home Kiruv training programs. Perhaps we can build partners better, because after all, the hosts have to really go out on the line, and teachers, partners can be teachers. So we model after them, and we set out to do home Kiruv training. Please see a clip that we're going to show on home Kiruv training right now. So we keep pushing home Kiruv trainings. We keep trying to develop partners, and we try to get more programming in the 5 towns. But it becomes challenging. We have successes and failures. But Baruch Hashem, because we activated the women, they get the job done. In a minute, I'm going to turn over the baton. You like that, right? Over here, they're clapping. To Rabbi Samson. But before that, I must go off the script and say a personal thank you. And I think everyone feels this. We have tremendous chiyuv hakaras hatov to Project Inspire, Mr. and Mrs. Heitman, because, you know, at the end of the day, we all want to do the right thing. We all want to make a difference.
Your training seminar is something that...
We all want to make a difference. And when they're writing the history, Klal Yisrael and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children are going to be brought back, we're going to have a role to play. And Baruch Hashem, we have a lot to be thankful for Project Inspire. Thank you very much.